Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live today from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma, where it is really dark and gray and cloudy and rainy outside right now. It seems like it's the middle of the night, but somehow it's actually the middle of the morning. Interesting to get this kind of weather in the middle of the summer like this. Actually, quite an enjoyable break from the usual weather. Why is America becoming so anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-U.S. Constitution? There's an article actually at thetrumpet.com posted today by Andrew Miller. It's titled, America's Youth Lose Faith in God, Religion, and the Bible. And there has to be a reason why this is taking place, why every generation here in the U.S. seems to get farther and farther away from God. Mr. Miller writes here in this piece, only 51% of those born between 1986 and 1997, in other words, the millennial generation, are certain God exists. Only 51%. Barely over half of my generation is certain that God exists. Mr. Miller continues, despite a resurgence of religious people in the Trump administration, America is about one generation away from becoming an agnostic nation. So where more than half of the country really isn't sure whether God exists and probably lives their lives as if he doesn't. This is coming from a recent Pew Research survey. And in that survey, it was also found that only 51% of this generation thinks the Bible was inspired. And only 20% think the Bible is the literal word of God. One in five actually think it's a good idea to obey every word of the Bible. Mr. Miller talks about the consequences of this shift, this radical shift away from God in America. He writes, those who lack faith in God and the Bible are more likely to put their faith in progressive politicians. 44% of baby boomers lean conservative compared to only 33% of millennials. There is a strong correlation between those who believe in the Bible and those who support conservative policies. If trends continue, those born after 1997 may become our first post-Christian generation. Every generation is sliding deeper and deeper into anti-God immorality. That means there's not a whole lot of hope left for America, for other nations around the world, most of which are all following this same exact trend. But why is this happening? Is there really a cause for this shift away from God? The late educator and theologian Herbert W. Armstrong actually wrote about this way back in the 50s and 60s. And it really does get back to the foundation of the modern system of education. Mr. Armstrong always wondered, how could the most educated people in society be so interested in communism, even though communism has always proven to enslave people? It's actually a horrible system of government. If you judge by results, you will obviously conclude that communism socialism have failed every time they have ever been tried. There's an article, another article at thetrumpet.com, I believe posted yesterday or the day before, talking about a firsthand view of the communist way of life. It sounds nice. It sounds like it's so fair. And yet, it has led to the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. Karl Marx, the founder of the communist ideology, said, "Philosophers have explained the world. It is necessary to change the world." That is actually true. The founder of communism said something true there. Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury said in a May sermon to PCG members, well, it certainly is. It is necessary to change the world. He said it certainly is, and there's the reason. They want to change the world. That is why, okay? That is why Mr. Fleury is saying that intellectuals are so interested in communism. Mr. Fleury continued, they see, well, okay, if we get a guy that's really in charge like this, and he can be a dictator forever, we can do whatever we want, and we can change the world, and we can save the world. Because communism is spreading, at least in a lot of places. But cancer spreads. They know, you see, these people know that the world needs changing. And they don't see any way that we can change it. So they think, well, okay, through communism, we could change the world. And a lot of them are fighting. And they'll even sacrifice their life just to change the world into slavery. Amazing. Again, that's what Mr. Fleury said in a recent sermon. And it really does all get back to that belief system. They can identify causes of world problems better than almost anybody in a lot of cases. Communists can. And yet their solutions are so far off. And the fruits prove that because they are so far away from God. They look to themselves, to their own intellect for solutions. And it just never works. Here's God's view of man's solutions, man's attempts to radically change the entire world by turning away from him. Romans 1, starting in verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So again, communism in theory sounds pretty nice. But in practice, it's a nightmare. And only fools could believe in it and try to push for it. Communists are right that the world needs to change. But they're completely wrong about how to do that. So how would God try to reverse this trend where every generation in the United States, and really I'm sure in a lot of other nations too, is getting farther and farther away from him? How would God address this issue where America is about to become an agnostic nation within the next generation? As this next generation, the teenagers of today, grow up indoctrinated in this educational system that is anti-God all the way. That brings us to summer educational program. This is the newly branded version of Philadelphia Youth Camp, which has been in existence for almost 30 years now. Right now, we are in the fourth day of the summer educational program here on the Edmond campus of Herbert W. Armstrong College. And the reason this name was changed was to put the emphasis on education. It's not just a summer camp that any other organization could put on. It is all about education. And this year, summer educational program has been completely revamped. The list of activities is extremely different from what it has ever been. And I just thought I would go through them with you right now. Just think about this. 119 young people in the Philadelphia Church of God are here on this campus right now going through all of these activities for 3 weeks straight. Ignition, that is a 10-minute exercise before breakfast. They got to watch the music and Irish dance production Celtic Throne on Tuesday night, the first day of summer educational program. They got to watch their dorm mates and their friends dance their hearts out, play musical instruments in this uplifting presentation. Bible forums every morning. They're hearing Bible lectures, which really is the foundation of a right education. Education straight from the Bible, the Word of God, which again, only 20% of my generation actually believes is the Word of God. Only 20%. Here at Summer Educational Program, these young people have speech classes. They get to face their greatest fear, the greatest fear of most everyone on earth, stepping up in front of people and speaking. They get to have a trip, some kind of an excursion off campus. I actually haven't heard what that is this year. In years past, it's been zip lining, wakeboarding, something like that. They have track and field, dance, water polo, fitness, landscaping, obstacles. In the last month or so, our maintenance and landscaping crews were involved with installing an obstacle course behind the John Amos Fieldhouse. They got the tires out there, the rope wall, the wooden wall, the monkey bars, cement cylinders to hop onto, hop from one to the next. Looks like quite a challenge. Here at the summer educational program, young people are learning, having classes about flowers, gentlemanship, basketball, volleyball, soccer, frisbee golf, archery, swimming, cycling. They take a campus tour, flag football, flag rugby, Irish dance, automobiles, painting, sewing, photography, survival skills, broadcasting, weightlifting, fishing, leatherwork, song leading, board games, cornhole, softball, baking, Bible bowl, speed fellowship. Most importantly are the spiritual priorities, rising early and praying and studying. And this year they have 30 minutes of reading time allotted to them before bed every single day. That is quite a well-rounded summer educational program. And really, you could say that with this wide variety of activities at this camp, the goal is to make God's way of life so fun, so entertaining, so enjoyable, so rewarding and fulfilling that these young people choose to live this way long-term for their entire lives. It is really a lot of fun. It is challenging. And as you can see there with that list of activities, there really is something for everybody. Mr. Fleury wrote an article last year titled "Why We Have Youth Summer Camps." He wrote, "These camps are far more important than is immediately apparent. They are a vision of how God will correct the problems of this entire world very soon." You see, this is how God will change minds and hearts of a godless world in the near future. It is scary to think about what would happen if time went on much longer and generation after generation kept on rejecting God and kept on electing more and more radical communist leaders. What kind of suffering would we continue to experience? And it all comes from that wrong educational system. Mr. Armstrong wrote in the Wonderful World Tomorrow booklet about this wrong system, this wrong foundation that our young people learn from a very, very early age. This is the system that raises the next generation of leaders. And this system just keeps getting more radical. Mr. Armstrong wrote, "Evolution, the atheist's explanation of a creation without a creator, is the basic concept on which modern education has been built. Modern education is a mixture of truth and error, fact and fable. The educated of this world started at birth from scratch, so far as knowledge goes. At the hour of birth, they knew nothing. The process of education in this world is one of funneling knowledge into minds. It is a process of memorizing. The student is taught from texts. Textbooks are supposed to be true and authoritative. The student must read, study, accept, and memorize. In exams, he is graded on the accuracy of repeating what was in the book. He is not supposed to question, but to accept and believe." Doesn't that already sound extremely different from summer educational program with these dozens of hands-on practical classes and activities? The young people at this camp are experiencing a tangible way of life. They're not just hearing about God's way in theory during Bible lectures. They're going out and living that way all day long for 3 whole weeks. Not by studying the Bible all day long, but putting Bible principles into practice in all of these other activities too. It's not a system of memorization and regurgitation like modern education has largely become today. Mr. Armstrong continues, "Modern education has been based on a false, erroneous, untrue foundation. The supposedly educated of this world, even the great minds, have absorbed false knowledge. They have been trained in a false approach to knowledge. Almost always, error is based on a false assumed premise or hypothesis, taken for granted, never questioned, and, of course, unproved. The educated minds have been filled with such false hypotheses. They have allowed a false sense of values to flood their minds. Truth appears to them to be fable. What is right may be to them foolishness. That which may be utterly wrong appears to be right. They come to view things through the false concept of evolution. This miseducation holds their minds captive." That is the tragedy of modern education. There are some good aspects of modern education, but largely it is a system of indoctrination. Here at Summer Educational Program, the young people, these teenagers, are encouraged to prove all things, to actually apply what they learn from the Bible in their everyday activities, and just judge by the fruits and see if applying those principles actually does work in a wide range of experiences. And they find that applying those biblical principles really does get results. They can see through practical application that God's way works. They're not just taught it and expected to believe it. Continuing here in Romans 1, God's description of modern education, Romans 1, verses 28 through 29, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." The word Reprobate means worthless, either literally or morally. A castaway, rejected, unapproved mind. God allowed human minds to become this way when they decided to reject him. Romans 1 verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. And then finally, verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So it gets to the point where people glory in living the way that leads to death. That is education apart from God. That's the type of education that must be counteracted here at Summer Educational Program. And this is the type of education that all young people and everyone in the entire world will get to receive very soon. That's the encouraging aspect of all of this. Having this educational system here on the campus right now and seeing how quickly these young people can change over the course of 3 weeks. God's way of life does work. It is practical. Mr. Armstrong wrote in the Wonderful World Tomorrow booklet, in God's millennial civilization, the basis of all knowledge dissemination will be revelation. Light will replace darkness. Truth will replace error. Understanding will replace crass materialism. True knowledge will replace intellectual ignorance. No longer will education be guided by human minds apart from God. Humans coming up with their own solutions that don't make any sense. It's pretty clear every day when we just look around that human solutions make absolutely no sense. There's so much hysteria even now about the coronavirus. And people are being forced to wear masks everywhere, even though masks restrict breathing and become a bed of germs all over your face after about 15 minutes. That doesn't seem very healthy. It also doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to keep everyone from working and providing for their families when those who are afraid of the virus or want to take more precautions can just stay home on their own, instead of forcing everyone else to go along with that. A lot of sports leagues have tried to restart in the midst of all this, and they're creating these bubbles where only the players, only the coaches, only the people who are there to help the athletes are allowed inside this complex. But then these peak professional athletes get tested pretty much every single day to see if they have the coronavirus. We have already seen that people in that type of physical condition are at really no risk whatsoever of even getting sick from the coronavirus, much less actually dying from it. But all these players are getting tested all the time, and once they show that they're asymptomatic, they're not even allowed to play, even though they're in a bubble, only in contact with other professional athletes of the highest level of physical fitness. It doesn't make any sense. And yet this is the way that human beings run things apart from God. It really is insanity. And that's what we are hoping to counteract at Summer Educational Program. As our young people participate in productions like Celtic Throne, there is a system of education that will help people, that will actually have real solutions made available to the entire world once they choose to hear, once they choose to obey. They'll finally know the right way to live. Malachi 4 shows just how much emphasis God does place on proper education. And this is speaking of the prophetic role fulfilled by Mr. Armstrong. Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." We're talking about family education. Education that starts in the home. And Mr. Armstrong puts so much emphasis on that, on proper child rearing, and how that is the way to counteract the wicked trends of society around us. And Mr. Fleury talked about that a lot as well in this May sermon that I mentioned earlier. How it really does get back to family. True education starts in the family. The summer educational program only assists the parents, but the parents have to be their children's primary educators. They need to know the true values. That's what's missing in higher education. So today we've been talking about true education and how God is educating his young people here at the summer educational program this summer. Really just an exciting time of year. And hopefully these young people can really make the most of that experience. It's the type of education that all mankind will enjoy very soon. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.